going to. Now, the truth of the matter is, we do spend a lot of money being a service, and particularly in our area. Some areas, they totally self-support, so totally support their delegate. But that goes with any service position. You know what I mean? Like, even just being an intergroup steering committee person, we spend money, you know? You don't think about it, but I drive 20 miles to the intergroup office to have that meeting. I'm spending money, and I'm not reimbursed. Matter of fact, they ask me to give money when I'm there.
Yeah, they do. They do.
You know, Tony?
I'll give you some examples. 2 weeks ago, I went to damn near Virginia. I mean, I could throw a rock hit Virginia, I think. Not real sure, but I think. I was pretty close. And they gave me a motel room and paid my gas to such an extent that I had to give them $40 back. Well, they were really concerned about taking care of me. A little country district. Mm-hmm. Last week, I went to East Tennessee to a district, combined two district event, and it probably cost me $150 in gas. They gave me $22. That's what they had. Hmm. Now, I'm trying to decide whether I should go ask the assembly to make that up or should I not. This is my thoughts on the assembly doing it. I'm going to leave that out of it. I do know this, that the Area 64 has contributed over $60,000 to the General Service Office last year. And I feel strongly that we're self-supporting. Some areas do a little better than us. Some of them do a little worse. Area 64 is a fairly good-sized area. Comparatively speaking, Area 37, which is Mississippi, has 225 groups. We have 625 groups. Naturally, we contribute a little bit more than Area 37 as a whole. I will tell you the contributions from groups are up, not the amount that groups contribute, but the amount of groups contributing are up, which is good in my mind. The average contribution is $200 per group from the groups that contribute. If every group contributed $200 a year, we would give away the big book, or we would be able to. I will tell you this, that literature sales are down 15%, which is a large chunk of money. Contributions are up to match it. But what we need to look at is if literature sales are down 15%, and our biggest customer is intergroups. So 15% of book sales are down in intergroup too. And there's where my concern is. Group contributions are up at nationally, but our group contributions up locally. That's the question, because it doesn't appear that people are contributing in a broad spectrum across the fellowship.
I can answer that. I'll let Mark answer.
No, I don't have an answer, but
the truth of the matter is, we're our down in the intergroup.
I just have
running in the red.
A general question. I've heard of districts with very large amounts of money accrued. Do they operate under the concepts of having a prudent reserve? And could some of that money be dispersed somehow by district bylaws or something?
Traditionally speaking, one service entity does not give to another service entity like that.
Okay.
I mean, they should not amass, as our literature says, funds without an express purpose. Mm-hmm. Our district, we happen to be doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So we put on a workshop, mm-hmm. because we're supposed to be a service to our groups. This is part of what we're doing this for, is because we believe we've got sufficient money for us to do this, and we need to be a service to our groups in our district. That's why we're doing a workshop. I will tell you again, like Tony's alluded to, literature sales are down everywhere. It's a plain fact. If I remember right, GSO has finally, I think the last thing I heard that they were 80% funded by group contributions now, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. Because for years it was about 60%. Before that it was even lower, before the digital age came along. This is something we talked about at the steering committees and intergroup, is that, you know, that's down. The contributions have got to come up from the groups. Someone asked about pension. I'll just tell you flat up, we had a discussion about our office manager's pension, and because we are running a deficit budget this year, we did not feel like we could afford to fund that pension at this time.
Well, actually, the pension is being funded by savings made, I think, from the Affordable Health Care Act, is my understanding. But there was
that's going away this year.
That's going away, but it has been funded. But
it
there
has
was,
in the past.
There was a surplus in our budget that there was some question as to whether or not that should be diverted to the pension fund. That's what we're holding in advance.
We're running in a deficit number this year. We have less money coming in than we have spent. So how can someone, how can you afford to pay money if you don't have it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. And that was a discussion in the steering committee last month, I believe it was a month before. And you know, Paul?
How much is the literature sales down at the intergroup?
I can't give you that answer. I don't deal on the day-to-day numbers of the intergroup. Cecilia, Mark, do y'all have any input on that?
It was in the last intergroup financial report. I don't recall the details, but I think part of the problem has been that the intergroup, the shelves have been bare too many times, and lately, because of the steering committee, we've made an effort to just order large bulk amounts of literature. So that should turn around in time.
The reason, the straight up reason why literature sales are down is you go on your telephone and you order, because people don't buy books. Some people, like old people like me and you, Carl, but people don't buy books.
They have it on their computer.
They have it on their phone or their laptop.
Yeah.
All right? And if you type up on your phone Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book on the Google Play Store, you'll have 5 free versions, right? Mm-hmm. They come with some advertisements from treatment centers, Hazel. Mm-hmm. And then you can have, and then you can pay for a couple, and then you can get to one from AA that contributes to AA. None of that helps anybody. None of them.
Yeah, that's what.
So this is what the topic of discussion is at the General Service Conference, at the delegates gathering. Literature sales are down. What do we need to do to bring group contributions up, or what services does AA cut out? And that would have to transpire back to your intergroup office. What services, if we run out of money, what do? We can't afford to be open every day. We only open 3 days a week. There's an intergroup office in Tennessee that only has a part-time office manager. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't know the answers to all this, but what needs to happen is groups need to have hard discussion about what's going on. It's a difficult thing to talk about. People get their feelings hurt. And you'll get a couple of FUs and all that. But the bottom line is, none of that ain't helping anybody.